Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kent Gady down Griswold Way. And good morning to you, Kent.
Well, good morning. And how are you this morning?
Just great. And I hope everybody else is too. But I know we have some folks who are hurting a bit and we want to talk about a benefit for them.
Yes, we do. We had on May 2nd, a fellow fireman of mine came home with his wife and his two children. He has a set of twins, Gage and Emma. They're a year and a half old, just as cute as you can imagine.
Of course.
But as Severin walked up to the house, he noticed that the windows were dark, and he just couldn't figure that out. Again, you never think it's going to happen to you, and he made the mistake of opening the door, which opened the door to a lot of problems. There were already a lot of problems. The fire had been smoldering for some time, and, of course, the oxygen allowed it to get very warm very quickly. And I was out of town. I got at the end of it, but it was a bad fire, very hot, and all of their personal property was destroyed. The insurance company that insures this house, and it's now out of my office, but has not determined yet if it's been a total loss or not. But all the personal property is gone, the kids' toys, clothes, et cetera.
What a shock for somebody. I guess the only good side you look at that is that they weren't there. So you can replace most personal belongings, but the people, that's a whole other thing. So they need some help in terms of getting some of their things back. I mean, you have to have some basics to live with, Kent.
Yes, and the town, of course, and that's, you know, that's why we live in small communities in the Midwest, because the town has just gone crazy for them as far as donations. And Severin and Laura are both embarrassed by it, and I said, don't, because if the tables were reversed, you'd do the same thing.
That's right.
But, you know, they've given them some money, and, of course, the insurance company gave them some cost-of-living money, and that's with the policy. And they have a house to live in. But the big thing is the two kids, they're just, Severin said they just want to sleep all the time. They're not feeling, you know, just almost like in a small depression.
Uh-huh.
And because they, you know, they don't have their toys and they're, and it's a whole new surrounding.
Right. But, different
yeah, they
bed.
Need some help.
Now, so to do that, you're having an event coming up.
Well, yes, on the 22nd of May, the Griswold Fire Department is, the firemen take care of their own. You know, they're a very loyal bunch, but we're going to have a spaghetti supper at the community building here in Griswold, and it's going to start at 5 o'clock and run until 8 p.m., and it's a free will donation. We're not big on charging admission and so on and so forth, because some people might want to come and give a dollar or two, and we want them to be as welcome as anybody else that's going to give $1,000 or whatever they want to do. So it's just a free will donation. We're going to have spaghetti, a couple kinds of spaghetti, lettuce salad, and garlic bread, and a drink. Nothing fancy. There will be no people singing Italian at your table or anything like that. I might hum a few bars, but I don't know. Like that.
So, just come, be supportive, have a good meal, see other people in the community. It's a very social event, but that feeling of being supportive, I think, for people is almost as important as the event itself. Now, if people can't come on Wednesday, May 22nd in the evening, what can they do?
We have set up, we have to do this for tax purposes, through the Griswold Fire Department, / Severin and Laura Ritter Family Fire Fund. And that's at any of the Rolling Hills Bank branches. Go in and say what it's for, and they'll take care of it, and they'll make the proper documentation and everything else. So, just take it to Rolling Hills and say what it's for, and it's for the Griswold Fire Department / Severin and Laura Ritter Family Fire Fund. So, and we would appreciate it.
Okay. Kent, you mentioned how, you know, firemen take care of their own, but I want you to talk a little more about fire departments maybe in general. We are so fortunate in our small communities and how each other helps out. What's it like to be a fireman in Griswold, Iowa?
Well, I've been a fireman for 34 years now, and an ambulance person for another six besides that. I tell you, when I moved, and I like where we live, and I have a nice home, and it's a nice community, and that's in Atlantic, But I was fortunate enough that the fireman here said, you know, we want you to stick around. You're in town most of the time because I man this office the most in Griswold. And so I got to stay on the department. I resigned as the first assistant because I didn't think that was right. But no, it's a camaraderie that very few people can experience. You know, I would imagine it's not close to what men suffer or women suffer but experience in the military, especially when they're in harm's way. But every time we go on a call, we're in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes argue a great deal and glare at each other, but when there's a fire going on, you know, we have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor and a privilege for me to be a fireman. And I think all of our guys feel the same way, and the ones in Elliott who did come and help us with some of their equipment, which we appreciated. And we work closely with Atlantic and Lewis. You know, it's just they know what you go through. And it's a lot of work and a lot of training, but, you know, we have our fun, too. But
sure.
It's a great experience, and I'm very proud to be a fireman.
And you are a volunteer fireman, is most of our small communities. Most of the people are all volunteers. Now, I want to turn to another bit. You are a professional insurance person, and in terms of whether it's a fire or it's tornado or whatever that might happen to damage your home, your personal belongings, what could we do to help us make sure that we can report to our insurance company?
I think that's a super question, and I think one thing that we all need to do, and I'm even negligent at it, is once a year we should go through our home with our iPhone or with our digital camera and take pictures of the walls, open the drawers, take pictures of it. You can probably do a house of 35 or 40 and you put it on your computer or bring it to your agent. We do that where I work or with our agency when allowed to. Sometimes ladies are not too excited about us taking pictures of that. But that is the only really way that you can remember what it was, you know, because when you suffer a tragedy such as that, you're going to be remembering things that you didn't write down for years.
Right.
Find them again.
And we keep accumulating things, you know, what we thought we had, we probably have a lot more.
You know Julie real well, don't you?
Yeah. That's life. I read somewhere we accumulate things till we're at least 50 or 60, and then sometimes we start getting rid of things, sometimes.
Sure.
But and some of those things are pretty basic, pots, pans, and so on. But then we may have some special things that we really need to take pictures of. I mean, if there's a special antique kind of thing or something, we need to be sure that that's covered.
Well, that's true. And if you have antiques, I would advise everyone that has an antiques or either family-oriented or even worth a lot of money to get them appraised and put them on a schedule. You know, and that means that what they appraise them for and they can get for them as far as if they're damaged because they're not replaceable, you know.
Right.
So, same way with jewelry and guns. All of those should be scheduled property, and it's not an expensive coverage, but it's the best coverage available, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's something that every insurance professional should encourage their clients to do.
Could take a little bit of the pain away, not totally, because as you mentioned, there's all the mental anguish and the stress and so on that goes along with this, and so with all the support that you're giving, that's going to help a bit.
Well, we sure hope so, and we hope Severin and Laura and the two kids. You know, they're going to get better because they have a lot of people helping them, not just in Griswold, but surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll all be here. There'll be fires from Carson and Oakland and Atlantic. That's just the way we are.
Mm-hmm. So remind us again, time, place, date.
Okay, May 22nd at the Griswold Community Building, starting at 5 p.m. and ending at 8 p.m., or if you want to stay longer, we will. But it'll be a spaghetti supper, a free will donation with lettuce salad and garlic bread and drink. And it'll just be a very relaxed atmosphere. Come in and talk and meet the Ritters. I've made sure that they're going to be there with the twins.
Good.
It's going to be a good night of healing for the Ritters.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Kent Gady, for informing us about this benefit.
Well, thanks for having us, and we'll see you the 22nd.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtfully committed citizens can change the world. It's the only thing that ever has.